Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, Cynthia.
Yes.
Hi, this is Monica with Family First Care. I was reaching out because I wanted to go over the rest of the requirements with you. I see you completed your application already. Perfect. Is there any other requirement that you finished so I don't have to go through that with you?
Yeah, I know you asked for the
Mm-hmm.
PPG, the resume. And I didn't know if you needed my medication certification or not. I was just going to send it.
Oh, no, I saw the requirement. I do see here that you're missing your direct deposit form.
Oh,
Can
yeah,
you?
and that.
Okay, and you completed your I-9W-4 form?
Yes.
All right, let me just check the system, make sure that I have it here. Okay, perfect. I got it here. All right. Now, let me see. I have your ID, your TB test. Are you up to date with your TB test?
I don't think I'm, I don't know. I remember my doctor taking, having me sent for blood.
But it,
But,
because it was like an actual TB test, because it's blood work is not going to include that.
no, I have to tell her to,
Okay.
give me one.
Do you want me to just schedule you an appointment? Because we can schedule you one of the urgent care clinics that we're affiliated with or with a LabCorp.
Sure.
All right. Let me see. Okay, your zip code is 21234.
Yes.
All right, so the closest location I have to your zip code is a LabCorp that's in 849 Fairmont Avenue in Townsend. And I have
Yeah,
appointments for Monday.
that's fine.
I have 2, 3, 3:30 or 4 p.m.
You say you have what again?
I have 2 p.m., 3 p.m., 3:30, or 4 p.m.
What day? Because it's
For Monday.
oh, Monday. Sure.
And what time would you prefer?
Yeah, I'm thinking 2 o'clock is fine.
Okay. All right, go ahead and schedule your appointment. Just bear with me for one moment because I just have to put in your information here, okay?
Okay.
Bye. All right, perfect. Right, so go ahead and send you over a confirmation of your appointment. Just make sure that you bring your ID with you the day that you go in and show them the confirmation that I sent you, okay? And then once you
Okay.
get your blood work done, it's gonna take about 2 to 3 days to get the results back, okay? But I'll keep you
Okay.
posted once I get those in. In addition, I did notice that you do live in another state besides Pennsylvania, so we do need to schedule you to get your fingerprints done, okay?
That's fine.
All right, just bear with me so I can load up that system
Okay.
and schedule your appointment. county do you reside in?
Baltimore.
And were you born in the U.S.?
Was I born in where?
Were you born in the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay. What state were you born in?
Maryland.
Okay. Have you ever used an alias before?
No.
Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes.
What's your approximate height?
5'2".
And your approximate weight?
190.
Okay. Your hair color?
Black.
Okay. Your eye color?
Brown.
All right, and your address is 12 West Orange Court in Parkville, Maryland, right? 2164?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, do you want to bring your driver's license with you as your form of ID when you go into your appointment?
Okay.
So the closest location I have is in Shrewsbury, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I don't have any location. I can't pull up any location from your zip code.
Can I get it done myself, or it has to be through you?
Yeah, we have to schedule you an appointment to get that done.
So nothing in Maryland?
No, I don't have anything in Maryland. I pulled up your zip code, but the closest location is in Pennsylvania.
Okay, that's fine.
Let me see when they have available. So the next available date would be for March 18, which is Wednesday. That would be next week.
March 18. Okay, that's fine.
So I have 9:50. I have 10:50, 11:50, 12:50, or 1:30 is the latest.
1:30.
Okay. All right, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and send you the appointment confirmation for your fingerprint. For this one, make sure you bring your ID with you because they also check ID, your driver's license. And then you're going to have to pay an amount of $24.95, okay? We do reimburse you back that amount. Just make sure that you get a copy of the receipt that they give you, okay, and send it to me via text.
Okay.
Okay. All right, perfect. And then once you get your fingerprints done, it does take a bit to get the results back. You'll be sent a letter in the mail from the Department of Aging. And then once you get that letter, just send me a picture of your results, okay?
Okay.
Now, it may take a week or a little bit longer, but I'll continue to follow up with you to see those results, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. Do you have any questions?
No, that's it.
All right, Cynthia. So I'll touch base with you, let's say on Monday for your TB test, and then I'll follow up with you with your fingerprint appointment, okay?
Okay, you'll send me the instructions for the fingerprint, right?
Yes, I'll send you the appointment confirmation. There's no instructions. You just go in, you can show them the confirmation. They'll have you in the system, and then you show them your ID.
No, I mean like the address and stuff.
Yeah, that's going to be
okay.
The confirmation, yes. I'll send it to you shortly.
Okay, thank you.
Of course, my pleasure. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye.